Doing some last minute Christmas shopping, gotta get stuff done.
It's pretty intense out here.
Busy. A lot of people are out.
Saved a lot of money today, so that was nice.
Selfishly, I'm okay with that because I have two small ones, and so I actually have to do most of my shopping after they go down, so it's 9 o'clock.
Done. Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Getting a few last-minute things, or do you have to get everything? There are actually some people who wait till the very last moments to get their Christmas stuff together, which I can't imagine how stressful that would be. However, the stores are making it easier and easier, as many of the box stores are open all the way through the holidays, 24 hours, which is crazy. I guess, and I don't know this, but maybe you get a little something extra if you work at these places to work through Christmas Eve and into the wee hours and whatnot. But I wonder how many people would run out and get something. Hey, it's 3 o'clock. The kids are going to be up at 6 probably. You should run out and get some, let's get some toys and get them wrapped. There's just something, I don't know, kind of procrastinating about that. Probably the same people who turn in their taxes at the last minute, although I don't blame you for the tax situation. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we can count. It's always about the numbers, isn't it? I'll give you some interesting numbers at the top since I opened up with the whole shopping thing. How about this deal with the Salvation Army, you know, the red kettles, they're ringing the bells, the Santas and whatnot, especially in some of the bigger areas. I grew up in a place where it seemed like we just always ran into the Salvation Army red kettles. I can remember my mother giving me, when I was a real little kid, giving me coins and dollars to put into the kettle, and I thought it was really cool. But nothing like the 50 grand that was wrapped in dollar bills, $50,000 wrapped in dollar bills dropped in a kettle at a Walmart store this season in Joplin, Missouri. In that same area, so it's got to be somebody who has an interest in anonymously donating lots of money. That same area, all together in 8 years, they've been given packages like that. It's totaled $500,000. $500,000. In a Walmart store in Colorado Springs, Colorado, they got a gold dental bridge. That was part of an anonymous gift. Here, cash in the gold. I'm trying to do what I can. I don't know. There's something. I bet that person thought, I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to give something in. Diamond rings. Sometimes South African Krugerrands are in there because, you know, the gold coins. Sometimes they say people have put lottery tickets, scratch-off tickets in there. Wow. That's wild. I mean, just anything to give something, I guess, right? I wonder what all total, and I know it varies from year to year, what kind of a year it'll be for the red kettles. I think for people in and out of stores, if it's a busy store, people feel compelled to do it, and I would believe they'd have to do pretty decent with that. That's why they continue to do them. They've done them for such a long, long time. One time somebody donated, it was a kind of a crazy thing, a painting that later sold for 40 grand. How do you get the, just put the painting near the kettle. I can't put it all the way in, but I'm going to put it near the kettle. And they say the money dropped stays within the community, so about 25% of the individual annual budget is raised through that kettle campaign. I think that's why they're just, when they know they're in so many areas that they can get to, because this is such a big funding piece for them. How about that? I know, pretty wild. I think the story of the bundled up $50,000 would be crazy if you sit there and you look at the bundle later when you get back. Because, you know, a lot of times in a busy area, people are shaking the bell and they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention to what actually is being dropped into the kettle. Some people, whether the store was open 24 hours or not, couldn't get to the store because of snow, ice, and whatnot. If it was the warm weather that pumped through New York, then there is no excuse not to get to the stores over the weekend. But some people would have had to float there and probably couldn't have made it. It's, you know, unbelievable some of the weather that we're having. 400,000 people without power in parts of northern New England, upstate New York, Michigan, parts of Michigan, and that snow and ice flooding in the south has just been awful. You know, the kind of floods where, unfortunately, people in Kentucky thought that it was okay and didn't realize it till it was too late, and the floodwater surrounded their cars and swept them away, and it was too late. By the time they got to three people in one car, they just had to, they were pulling out their dead bodies, sadly, right before Christmas. So lots of freezing rain in Maine for our friends up there. Some people still ventured out anyway, but it was slippery for a lot of people. And then heavy snow in Wisconsin, heavy snow. Milwaukee had about 9 inches. And then if you go further back down again to the southwest in Oklahoma, they had ice and snow, and they had slick roads. I think of all of the things that we're talking about here, that ice has been really something to deal with. In Buffalo, they were talking about an inch of ice. In St. Lawrence County, 2 inches of ice by early Sunday. So tree limbs, power lines, state of emergency, and, you know, declared trying to keep the road free of cars and SUVs and anything else, because it just wouldn't be safe. And that's always the danger. You get a few people out there and they think they're okay, and then before you know it, it's just it's too late. It's icier than they thought, and they can't believe it. And they're stuck trying to be rescued, trying to get out of the terrible situation. Did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you about that, because the game was the Philly game, the Philly-Chicago game, and boy, I would love for somebody to win right before the holidays. In the 4 years that we've been on the network, we've had two winners, Chris in Connecticut and Dave in Vermont. There still is 1 week left. This was just week 16 in the NFL. Can you believe it? We are chugging along up to week 17. So Thursday we're doing a show, and your chance to win could happen right after Christmas. In our third hour, our last two segments, call us or send us an email with the guess. Once the game of the week is announced, our computer randomly picking that. That's something to look forward to. And we're chugging along, just ticking away the time till we head to 2014. Also, we'll be taking a look back at the big stories in 2013. We certainly know one of them is the NSA and Ed Snowden. Without a doubt, there still is more information that he absconded with that is expected to be part of the slow release. More was released over the last couple of days that has some in Israel furious over the whole spying thing, and a call for a deal to say, we won't spy on you if you don't spy on us. And what did Susan Rice have to say about Snowden and Amnesty, the National Security Advisor? We'll tell you next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hard for me to believe, and it's hard for lots of Americans to believe with whom I talk, that these general warrants, if you will, and orders to collect every day tens of millions of Americans' phone records is somehow constitutional. This is an invasion of privacy. If you take the business records of every American, of all of our phone calls, you can get a pretty good idea of what people are doing based on when they call, who they call, from where they call. We've got to rebuild the American people's trust in our intelligence community so we can be safe, so we can meet the threats that are all over the world. But we don't do that by bulk data collection. It violates the privacy of Americans. It's unconstitutional and is shown to not be effective.
Senator Udall saying no thank you. That's an invasion of privacy and we don't need it. Why do we have to have that bulk data collection? You heard some of his thoughts there. Opposite of Mike Rogers, who says the NSA vindicated by the presidential report, or I guess if you delved further into that, what he said was he was on part of the Sunday Swirl, as was Udall. He was, and the Sunday Swirl, by the way, is the talking heads, the political heads on all the Sunday television shows. He says that it puts us on solid ground. They have no violations, no unlawful activity, no scandal. None of that was found in the report, and we're talking about the assessment of the National Security Agency's efforts to collect the bulk information pertaining especially to emails and cell phones used by millions of us. And he said there should be tighter restraints on who has access to the info, including a suggestion that phone companies be in charge of securing the metadata. And Rogers thinks that the panel, with the information that is important, but where we keep it is also up for debate. So different from Senator Mark Udall of Colorado, who is a massive critic of the NSA, who would definitely not support the mandate, because a lot of privacy groups, of course, are saying The idea that the government should mandate that the collection continue with the phone companies in charge of keeping the records secure to protect privacy, forget about it. And how do you rebuild the trust? Well, you don't do that. You don't do that collection thing because I don't see what it's netting you. What is the net gain of it? And that still hasn't been, that still has not been something that's been really flushed out to prove that we are stopping terrorists with all of this massive collecting. And Ed Snowden isn't done. He has already exposed some of the secret program, and he has more at his fingertips. Something like 1.5 million is what they believe. So looking at what the panel had to say as to what specifically is there and what needs to happen and what kind of program moving into the future we should look at with the NSA. I mean, listen, the NSA is the new dreaded three letters that nobody wants to hear about. You don't want to hear about the NSA wasting your taxpayer money to collect information on inane, stupid topics that are have nothing to do with reaching any kind of terror ties. And in the meantime, part of the debate also centers around Snowden himself. Should he get amnesty? And plenty of you had thoughts on that. In fact, I pushed aside a couple of quick emails. One from Joe, listening to us in California. Hey, Kate, I download you as much as possible. I'm hoping soon that you'll be in Los Angeles. Here's the scoop with the NSA. They don't need my emails. They don't need your emails. They don't need almost every person I could possibly even think of to Infinity's emails. They need to target terrorist groups. I don't see how you're targeting groups with all of this data they're collecting. And what happens to Ed Snowden in the meantime? It's like a slow burn. That's what it's like. He's got to be loving this unless he wants to come back to the United States. Do you think he'll ever, ever, ever get amnesty? Nope, I do not think he'll get amnesty. Not from this president, certainly. His national security advisor, Susan Rice, was on 60 Minutes, and she was asked, would the United States grant Snowden amnesty if he promised to stop revealing classified information? And she said, we don't think that he deserves amnesty. We don't think he does. If he comes back, he'll have his day in court. So I don't see how it's negotiable. It doesn't sound like that. So trust me, after Susan Rice's big kerfluncle when it came to Benghazi, if you remember, the whole Benghazi thing and talking about, which now you have to re-rack that, before she was pushed into this national security advisor role, she said that, remember with Benghazi, the attack, she said, was because of what had happened with that little Prophet Muhammad slamming film, and that rallied people up just like it did in Cairo. And remember what the blowback was on that, that did they know what really it was, and wasn't it September 11th and blah, blah, blah. And so that knocked her out of consideration for a very top spot, and then she gets named National Security Advisor. So she's not going to say anything that's not completely aligned with 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So if she's saying, we don't think that Snowden deserves amnesty, she means the president. She means they're not going to give him amnesty. There's absolutely no way. Is that the right thing to do? Yay or nay? And I think most of the people here or listening to America Tonight anyway, when I say here, sending stuff in, think that he shouldn't be given amnesty, even if he's a, quotes, whistleblower. Here's another one quickly. I'm going to throw this in here. This one from Tom, who says, the NSA needs to keep their filthy little hands off of our information. I don't see how going through personal phone calls and emails of the American people is doing anything to help the fight against terrorism, and if it is, they need to prove it to us in some way, for goodness sake. Well, I think that's the problem everybody's having, that they can't prove it to us, or they're not proving it to us, or, you know, whatever. Are there things that are happening at the NSA that might be stopping terrorists? I don't doubt that. I bet there are. But is this metadata stuff helping? Yeah, I'm going to say it's pretty murky. There is nothing clear. I mean, there's nothing clear with this. So we're going to continue to do this dance, I think, into 2014, without a doubt, because Ed Snowden's going to continue to release the information. Now, speaking of releasing the information, Israel does not like the fact that they're now caught up in this whole thing, too. And when I say they're caught up in it, part of the information that was dumped to the New York Times and to the Guardian and Der Spiegel, the German newspaper, was the intercepting of emails of some key Israeli leaders, former leaders, for a handful of years. And some of that, you know, specifically talked about grabbing their personal emails, going into their personal emails. And that's the thing, these revelations, that's the thing that infuriated Angela Merkel so much, that her personal things were being hacked into. Not anything to do with just Germany in general, but personal information. So while this battle goes on over the NSA and the NSA's future, now Israel, some anyway, are ratcheted up, saying that you need to stop spying on us, and why don't we come to an agreement? You think we're going to sign an agreement that says we won't spy on you if you don't spy on us? Demanding, Israeli ministers demanding that the U.S. stop spying because of all the things that have been intercepted. I don't see it happening. Excuse me. I don't see it happening at all. And Benjamin Netanyahu, for one, is one of the people who's not saying much about it. It's all the people around Netanyahu who are so up in arms about intercepts and former spies, excuse me, and a former civilian intelligence analyst who was sentenced to life in prison in the 80s for espionage, an American who was working for the Israelis. I don't think anything comes of this. And especially because Netanyahu, he's not worried about that. He's still kind of pressing for the release of the American spy. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Deals. Remember Charles Ramsey? He was the Cleveland neighbor, actually dishwasher, who became a big-time celebrity after he helped three women, Gina De Jesus, Michelle Knight, and Amanda Berry, out of an ordeal. They were in that decade-long kidnapping situation with Ariel Castro, sickening. He signed a deal to write his memoirs. So the 44-year-old, who was a national sensation back in May of this year for the way he recounted breaking Berry out of the home of the kidnapper where she was held for all those years, he now is going to give a detailed account of the day of the rescue. He'll describe living next door to Castro while unaware that the women were held as captives in his neighbor's house. All three women, by the way, who survived what happened, have announced plans to publish books in the next 2 years. So he's got a book deal, and it looks like they have a book deal, too, as well. Ramsey, by the way, for helping save the women, won free hamburgers for life from McDonald's. The book deal is with a local Cleveland publishing company. Gray and Company is their name, and he just inked that. Free hamburgers for life because he said something about McDonald's. I went to McDonald's and that's what I normally do, and they loved it. So they jumped all over that. How about it? All right, this is a sad, sad, sick and twisted tale, and I'm going to umbrella it under We Can Count because of the numbers involved in this, but it is a sad thing that could happen almost anywhere in some of these heated battles, these custody battles. In New York City, police believe that a Ukrainian immigrant involved in a wild custody dispute tossed his 3-year-old son from the roof of a Manhattan apartment building before jumping to his own death. Dmitry Kanakarov was supposed to hand over his son to his estranged wife. Instead, he went to the top of a 52-story building on West 60th Street near a famous area, Columbus Circle and Lincoln Center, and threw the boy off of the building and then jumped. Oh, just awful. Right before Christmas. Imagine making that phone call to that mother, and it shows you how, you know, whatever was going on with him, that there is just no way. They tried to do whatever they could to rescue the boy. They rushed him to the hospital. They were pumping his chest, anything they could do, but it was, just couldn't do it. Couldn't revive him. It was, you know, that awful. That awful. Nothing they could do. All right, let's give you a good story with numbers instead of a horrible story like that one. I love the story about this Pennsylvania town. In fact, I've been to this town a couple of times. It's famous for outlets, Reading, Pennsylvania. So thousands of carolers gathered outside of a house of a terminally ill little Pennsylvania girl on Saturday to make one of her final wishes come true. The girl's name was Delaney, 8-year-old Delaney Walker from West Reading, Pennsylvania. She's got leukemia, and it's a rare disease, a rare form of the disease, and the disease is something her family's been battling, and they say that she's got maybe days to live. If they're lucky, maybe weeks, they're not sure. So family members have come by to see her. She's had all kinds of neat things happen for her, and she said she wanted to hear some Christmas music, some caroling. So they arranged in the town for an impromptu concert, and so many people showed up. She could hear it just right outside of her window, which is incredible. They say that thousands of people have seen shots of it, and it is wild to see the shots of all the people that were just right there outside of her window. What a touching thing. They kind of put this out on Facebook, and it got picked up by a local radio station, and by the time it was talked about, that many people wanted to show up, and they wanted to show up and show their support for the little girl, so they sang all kinds of Christmas music, you know, Jingle Bells, silent, the stuff that you carol, Jingle Bells and Silent Night and Joy to the World, and she was beyond touched. She gave a big thumbs up, and her family, you know, open the window and whatnot, and what a very cool, cool thing for those people to do to perk her up, without a doubt. This is an NFL note, and it's one worth mentioning. Peyton Manning now has the record for the most NFL touchdown passes in a season with 51. How about that? He did it on a 25-yarder to his teammate Julius Thomas with 4 and change in the game on Sunday against the Texans. And that is one incredible record for a guy who wasn't sure he was playing football again. He wanted to play, but after his neck problems and all those surgeries, ends up with Denver after being ditched essentially from Indianapolis. And what a season he's having, and setting records, just incredible. He broke Tom Brady's record, by the way, which was a pretty high watermark back when Tom Brady set it, because he had 50, so he eclipsed it with a 51-yarder. Who knows, if he plays a little bit in the next game, maybe he has another touchdown or two to throw on to that record. So pretty wild that he was able to do that. 51 is a lot of touchdown passes. That is a lot of, or touchdowns, that's a lot of touchdowns in one season. Wow. I love that number, because I think it's going to be hard for anyone to keep to hit that. I mean, will it be broken? Yeah, maybe it could be broken, but I don't think it's an easy one to break. Let's put it that way. I think it's one that probably stands for a while anyway, you would think, right? This story is a story of should we keep the merchandise and not upset? Some of the people have written us nasty notes, or should we get rid of it because we don't want the pressure from the gay community? And what's happened is Cracker Barrel restaurants had said they're going to get rid of some of the stuff that they had associated with Duck Dynasty that they were selling. You know, they have those gift shops that tons of people go into. They had all kinds of Duck Commander things that were sold in the store. But after the patriarch and then one of the big stars of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, made statements to GQ magazine that homosexuality is a sin, they started to get pressure from people threatening to boycott the restaurant if they didn't do something about it. Then they got messages threatening a boycott of the restaurant if the decision to get rid of the stuff, which is what they decided, wasn't reversed. So they evaluated it and decided they were offending more of their loyal customers, and they decided to keep the Duck Dynasty apparel that they had, because apparently they have a bunch of it. So all the Duck Dynasty items are being returned to the shelves, because they actually took it off the shelves and they decided to put the merchandise back after overwhelmingly get more calls supporting Duck Dynasty than saying we're going to ditch going to Cracker Barrel than the reverse. How about that? In the meantime, Walmart, which sells a ton of Duck Dynasty merchandise, is just out of it. They're out of it because so many people are running there to show their support, and there's all kinds of petitions going on, and what will happen ultimately with the fate of Duck Dynasty, who knows? But that family has an empire of merchandise worth, they say, $400 million. That's what Forbes pegs it at. And Walmart has about half of it, most of their stuff from T-shirts to posters and watches and toys and Duck paraphernalia. A lot of that is sold in Walmart. So the fact that they're out of it tells you something, that again, this is what people were doing. They were running there to get whatever they could to show support for the main character, and they're hoping that they're going to be able to get restock it and get some more back in before Christmas time. So how about that? And one last one. This is a disturbing trend, and we've talked about this on the show, the human trafficking problem. Kentucky State Health Agency say that they've found about 20 allegations of human trafficking involving 25 kids over just a four-month period in 2013. That was a story that was broke by the Lexington Herald Leader, that's the name of the newspaper, and they say that Health and Family Services issued a report about human trafficking and said that they are ramping up their efforts because it's such a huge problem in Kentucky, but they think that it's has been under addressed by state authorities. I think 25 kids in barely a four-month period is incredible. That's awful that's happening. So now they're trying to tail people, figure out what's happening with kids that are disappearing, and they've said they've seen a steady increase in kids that have been trafficked. Wow. That's it for this version of The Numbers We Can Count.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Well, party and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Spend money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's true to you.
As we get ready to make those final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always contact the show at americatonight.net. You've got something to vent. You have something on your mind you need to unload, or you have a cheap movie review. Send it to us. That's where you go, americatonight.net. You can also hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter that way as well. Speaking of hooking up, you know, we talk about millennials and how many younger people are disillusioned with what's going on or having a hard time finding jobs, paying massive amounts of student loans back, and then they, when they're getting out, they can't find jobs, they can't find the right kind of jobs, and they're stuck kind of in limbo. Well, how about what's going on with France? In France, here's what they're doing. They have pumped up the volume, in fact, to the tune of $4.7 billion in an effort to generate 150,000 jobs over the next couple of years, all for younger people, because it's the huge economic crisis in Europe. Youth unemployment, Athens and Madrid and everywhere in between. Like, young people are just being shut out completely. Youth unemployment is 25% in France. I mean, it's worse in, like, Spain. It's 57, and it's 41, they say, 41% in Italy. So François Hollande decided, the president of France, that they needed to do something about this, that they had to earmark that money to help younger people get jobs, and that's exactly what's happening. Companies across France are hiring thousands of younger people because the government will pay 75% of their salary for up to 3 years. That's what they're using that money for, the $4.7 billion. It's $4.7 billion. So if you hire someone, they're paying 75% of it. That's pretty good incentive for these companies. And for the people that are getting out of school, or even if they're not in school, it's if they have the right qualifications, man, or close enough, they're getting gigs. Maybe there's a lesson in this for Spain and for Italy if they can cost some of that up, but of course those governments are struggling big time. Speaking of struggling, we didn't talk about this. We talked about this last week, but the South Sudan, the unrest there is incredible. It's happening. They're really getting a lot of Americans out. There were two United Nations peacekeepers that were actually killed in an assault on the base they were where they were in South Sudan. There were 20 people who were they were sheltering there, and it was just a terrible, terrible week and weekend from the capital to all the other regions in between. Lots of civilians, hundreds of oil workers are trying to get shelter wherever they can, because now there's been so much fighting in six of the country's 10 states and some of these towns. And the oil workers, they say at least 16 oil workers have been killed in fighting in the fields. And that's just been like that for the past couple of weeks. And the last week in particular was particularly bad. So the President Barack Obama, deployed 45 troops to the South Sudan to help protect the embassy there, and warned that all this fighting threatens to plunge South Sudan back into the days of its past. Because remember, they split off, the South Sudanese split off, but the South Sudanese have weathered a few crises by taking out massive loans and delaying salary payments to civil servants. Now the oil fields are kind of the prize for the war in between, and that's bad. That's, I mean, really bad, obviously, because this is what's happened. And they're very, very concerned as to what's going on there. As many of you have heard on America Tonight, we've talked to my pal Ellen Ratner. She adopted a teenage boy from the South Sudan who was tortured as a slave and was actually blinded. And she had him undergo several surgeries in the United States. And, boy, they've done miracles with him. But she's also got a program that we've supported here on the show called Goats for the Old Goat. And a lot of goats were bought for people in some of these villages to be able to sustain themselves. And now with this fighting, that's bad, bad news. So the president is weighing more action on what they can do and what to do to protect Americans in the South Sudan, with the troops over there and trying to evacuate the country and reinforcing the U.S. embassy. And, boy, a bad time for a mission, too, over there. A lot of people go on missions in that direction. And now it's just simply not safe, I think, for that to happen. If I told you that Saddam Hussein exhibit was popping up in the U.S., would you be anxious to go and see it if you live nearby? There is one that is going to happen. I I know that it's going to Oklahoma City because I got something in the mail about it from somebody. And it's an exhibit that has military stuff belonging to the Iraqi dictator. And it's the 10th anniversary of his capture. As you know, we had a guest on that was there when he was brought in and after he had been captured. And we talked to him just the other week about Saddam Hussein. And they say they're excited to have this exhibit at the Oklahoma Historical Society. They say it's not every day that they could find the kind of stuff from history that the public can see, and that they're proud of being able to do that. And it's just a temporary exhibit, and they've got all kinds of stuff from the war artifacts to the uniform that he wore, one of the uniforms anyway, and the idea, the reason they're interested in having it on display is because they want to remember, they say, that it's was a big part of our nation's history and that the public should be able to see the display. And what about the soldiers who were wounded and lost during the hunt and the capture of Saddam Hussein? Pretty interesting stuff. I mean, if you go back and you think about Hussein, he was captured on December 13th, 2003, and he was executed in 2006. And I wonder if that exhibit, as far as I know, it's only Oklahoma City, but I know there was talk of it possibly being being subbed out to other places, too, as well, since it's temporary. That might happen. And it was a state senator, Green, actually, that we had on the show and talked to, as he was an Army medic, and he was spent the night next to Saddam Hussein, basically, and started to have a conversation with him about the history of the places where he had been and things that had happened. And it was just fascinating to talk to him about spending hours with Hussein and talking to him. And you know, all this started over taking his blood pressure, but that was 10 years ago. Time flies. 10 years ago. Do you believe it? Crazy, huh? And finally, one last thing. Since we're giving you such negative news, let's give you something positive. Some of you have things tied up in the market, the 401ks. Hopefully you've diversified. You've got it all over the place. A little gold, a little stock, a little of that, this, a little of that. Doesn't hurt, right? But the Dow Jones Industrial Average did something it hasn't done in 14 years. It closed at a record after adjusting for inflation. Yep. New highs even after the prices were removed, which is crazy. So the Dow has kind of bounced back from the internet bubble, from September 11th terror attacks, the Enron scandal, and all the negative news that constantly affects our markets. That's crazy. I mean, big highs, highs that maybe go even a little bit higher toward the end of the year. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.